Didsbury, in response to planned changes to the way victim services is provided locally and across the province, Didsbury's mayor and chief administrative officer will be meeting with Didsbury RCMP Detachment Commander Staff Sergeant Stephen Brown. "We will meet with the staff sergeant because there are some changes that will really impact our local RCMP and its support of local victim services," Town of Didsbury Mayor Rhonda Hunter told the Alberton. "We really want to get updates on that." In a letter sent to the Town of Didsbury and other municipalities, Public Safety and Emergency Services Minister Mike Ellis said the planned change to a regional governance model for victim services will not negatively impact victims or their ability to receive support. The changes are scheduled to be implemented in April 2024 after being announced in July 2022. "I would like to reassure you that a move to a regional governance model for police-based victim services units has always been intended to improve the consistency, ability and continuity of services received by victims of crime across all regions of the province," said Ellis. "It is also designed to ensure that all victims would continue to be supported locally, but dedicated workers and volunteers form within and around their own communities." His letter was received by Didsbury Town Council by way of motion at the January 10 council meeting. The new governance model will empower more than 130 paid, frontline victim caseworkers, each of them living and working in the communities they now serve, and they will continue to be co-located with RCMP members in their local detachments, said Ellis. "The new layer of full-time, professional support staff for frontline victim caseworkers will stabilize and improve programs above and beyond what is offered under the current governance structure." Rural municipalities of Alberta and Alberta municipalities took part in the consultations leading to the new governance model. Hunter says she expected to make a report back to council following the meeting with Staff Sergeant Brown.